From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. With just 3 days of campaigning left before Americans head to the polls to elect the next president, federal authorities are warning officials in New York, Texas, and Virginia about unspecified threats from Al-Qaeda around Election Day. Authorities sent notices to local and state officials to alert them to the new information. Meantime, both Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump are campaigning heavily in states where the polls have the outcome too close to call. Speaking to a rally in Florida Saturday morning, Trump repeated his promise to repeal Obamacare. He made the same announcement during the GOP weekly address Saturday.
If we win on November 8th and elect a Republican House and Senate, we can finally deliver the change the American people deserve. My contract includes a plan to create 25 million new jobs. We will cut taxes on the middle class Americans by 35%, and we will repeal and replace the total disaster known as Obamacare.
Meantime, Hillary Clinton appeared on stage late Friday in Cleveland, Ohio, where music stars Beyoncé and her husband Jay-Z performed.
I want to be a president who helps everybody fulfill their God-given potential. And I can't do that unless on Tuesday we decide what kind of country we want to be. Will we reject a dark and divisive vision for our future and embrace a hopeful, inclusive, unifying America?
Opinion polls indicate a small and narrowing gap between the two candidates. Clinton still holds a slight edge over Trump nationally. A Turkish court is reported to have ordered the arrest Saturday of 9 executives and journalists of the opposition newspaper before their trial in a case that has sparked international concern about freedom of expression in Turkey. They're charged